Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our show is on two things. First of all, I want to play a new CD that we just completed on weight loss, where we actually embedded frequencies of lemon juice based on the Master Cleanse, and also frequencies of serotonin to help people to stop, to get over the actual need to eat, although this is a very complex thing. The other half of the show is going to be also on the law of attraction. We just did a meetup last night at the school, and we're talking about resonance and how the law of attraction works based on the laws of resonance that are described in physics. And so our intention is that you might be able to manifest whatever you want for your highest good. I always like to hold that frequency for a second. Okay. Before we get started, a few things that are happening. We've got a new semester that just started, so you could still jump in for both audio recording and sound healing, two separate certificate and associate degree programs. The Sound Healing program is Monday through Wednesday nights with some weekends. We've got an incredible class. If you are interested, there's plenty of room to still get in. If you wanted to jump in here in San Francisco. We also have that same program online, and the next start time is this Thursday, January 26th, or you could start on, I believe it's Tuesday, February 7th. And that class is two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time, and 10 to 1 in the morning on Saturdays. And it's an incredible class. We've got about 10 people in the class now, and a very, very cool group from all over the world. And it works really well. We're doing toning and chanting and all types of healing work on each other. And it's all in real time with real instructors. If you can't make those times, you can always watch the videos and do the whole certificates that way. And then we can actually check in and every couple of weeks to make sure you're doing good, make sure you do your homework, and also to see if you have any questions. So that's the online program. We also have an online audio recording program that is starting this Tuesday. If you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. david@soundhealingcenter.com. And, of course, our website is soundhealingcenter.com. A couple other things happening on January 28th and 29th, we're doing a weekend workshop overview of sound healing, and it's 10 to 5:30 each day. Good overview of everything that's going on in the field of sound healing. Oh, we don't want to be playing music quite yet. We've got also, besides the weekend workshop, we have the Sound of Love concert coming up on February 12th, just a couple of days before Valentine's Day. And we've got about seven or eight amazing singers, a cello player and a guitar player, and all these different musicians that will be from 6 to 9 p.m., and we're going to be singing about love, unconditional love. We'll be singing Pachelbel's Canon. A lot of people will be channeling love, 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 love. We're going to be raising the roof with love on February 12th. If you're not in the area, book a flight now, okay? We also have individual classes you can take as well. Let's see, what else? We also have the summer intensive we've now booked here in San Francisco for 2 weeks straight, June 10th to the 23rd. We go from 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night, and we haven't killed a person off yet. Everybody gets in the zone, and they go deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's very powerful. We do it every year, and it's amazing program. It's half of the certificate program. If you wanted to do the other half, you can come back on August 5th to the 18th, or you could do the second half online, or you could simply just do the first half and not do the second half, because this first half are the classes that are best done at the Institute. Again, June 10th to the 23rd, each half is $1,485, and it's full immersion. If you pay in full by February 1st, you get $300 off on each half, and so that's a big discount by February 1st. I think that's about it as far as the different things coming up. Oh, we do have another open house coming up on February 26th, at the end of February. That will be from 1 to 6. And we also are still selling sound tables. We have a used sound table for $1,285. They're normally $1,685, brand new amp and everything, perfect condition. We also sell tuning forks. We sell crystal bowls. And we have a ton of CDs. We've got like, you know, 50 CDs. We have CDs that will take you into bliss. We have CDs that are for very specific parts of the body, for bones, muscles, endocrine glands, respiratory system, all the different parts of the body. These are the cymatic CDs. And then we also have guided meditations, a lot of guided meditations for surgery, for pre-op, during surgery, and post-op. We have about six different meditations for when someone is in the hospital bed after surgery. And I've tried it. I was in the hospital last year, and I used my own CDs, and I may be biased, but I loved them. It was amazing. It's amazing, just really powerful affirmations to really bring love and light into every cell and healing in your body. So, and we also have a new CD on a guided meditation for the chakras that we just came out with, and it's a meditation where we walk you through each of the chakras one by one, adding them at an octave. So each one is a different octave, the same note at different octaves. So by the time you end up, you've got all seven chakras playing at seven octaves at the same time. And that's the coolest thing, is when you can get all seven chakras present and humming simultaneously. The most amazing feeling of presence. You actually go into theta when you do multi-track mind like that. Very powerful CD that's a chakra-guided meditation. And then we also have another CD, which is, they just released, called the Schumann Resonance. This is not music. It's simply the binaural beats that are going whoa, 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 that are the Schumann frequencies that are in the atmosphere that entrain us into alpha and theta all the time. Except in the city, it's obscured. This electromagnetic frequency that's around 7.83 hertz is obscured in the city. And we need this frequency, so they actually give this frequency to all the different astronauts that go into space. So this is simply tones that entrain you into this frequency that which is in tune with all nature. Okay. So, and then we also have a new CD that I want to play right now, and that is our weight loss CD. So let me talk about it, and then we'll start it here in just a minute. The weight loss CD is, first of all, I set the intention that this CD would really help someone lose weight, because weight loss is a really complex issue, and it's different for different people. You know, some it's emotional, some it's a moan from different endocrine glands that are simply causing you to actually feel like you're actually hungry all the time, which, God, what can you do? Okay. So then I set the intention so this would really help. First of all, the first half of the CD is activating to get the metabolism going. I've got a lot of activating frequencies, a lot of activating energy. Also in the first half is I've got the sound of thunder and lightning, which is really the trauma. It represents the trauma that many of us have felt in our life that causes us to go into an emotional dip. And then you'll hear I've got an emotional dip as far as the musical intervals. They're really just briefly to take you down so that you can really deal with these emotions. And so it ends, each one of them ends with chimes, this little dip. It's only like 3 or 4 seconds, 4 times in the song. And so it's really about being able to handle emotional issues. The second half of the song is about going to a state of peace and stillness. Because I think a lot of people, at least I know myself even, I often eat when I'm not at peace, when I'm trying to feel more calm. And I know if I eat something, I'll feel more calm and more at peace. And if you have the sounds and music to bring you to the state of peace, then you can use that to go to a place where you don't need anything, any food at all, you know. In this recording, there's also two other things going on. First of all, we set the pitch or concert pitch for this song to the frequency of lemon juice. The guy I'm working with on this actually went to a very sophisticated company and had them analyze lemons and lemon juice to find out the actual frequency of the lemons and the lemon juice. And the frequency is around, let's see, I think it's around 33. Actually, I've got it here. Let me look it up. Okay, everybody kind of just tone among yourselves while I find this. Okay, here it is. Yes, 63 million hertz. 63 million hertz is the frequency of lemon juice. And it's a very sophisticated company that did this. I don't know exactly how they did it, but this is real. I mean, this is like serious science. Right? So what I did is I took that frequency and I octavized it down. So whatever that note was, well, actually that note, 63 million hertz, is a B. And if you go half of that frequency, it's still a B. So I went half, 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 until I got down to 60.08 hertz. And that is the same B as tuned to the same frequency as the higher ones, just half of it, right? And so I based the whole song around this 60.08 hertz. But then we also put in the form of binaural beats, we put in the frequency of serotonin. It's actually a frequency that triggers the hypothalamus to release serotonin. And it's right at 20 hertz, which happens to be an E. So it's really cool because the B and the E, I mean, they're a musical fifth apart, so it actually fit. It happened to fit perfectly, which was really quite amazing, very harmoniously. So underneath all of this, we have a frequency vibrating like whoa, 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 at 20 cycles per second that is triggering serotonin to bring you to really help the hypothalamus, which is the main endocrine gland that causes us to be hungry, sends out the message that we're hungry. So it actually quells that or actually releases serotonin, which stops the hunger. Okay. So there's quite a few things going on in this song. So the other thing I did is I set the intention as well that this song is about loving yourself. And I held that intention of loving yourself through this whole song. So even if you are thin, even if you don't need to lose weight, tune in right now to the intention of loving yourself. Bring that energy into your heart, and you can even focus on loving yourself. If you like, give yourself a hug while you're doing this, and focus on that energy of loving yourself while we listen to this song. It's about 20 minutes long. And enjoy. Wait long. Loving yourself. Okay, now that we're sufficiently in the zone, there's also binaural beats in those songs, by the way, that are in theta and delta. Loving yourself. So, now that we're in the zone, let's talk about the law of attraction. You know, in sound healing, there are some basic laws of physics that govern how everything works in the universe. And it's based around resonance and entrainment. So basically the same thing. Resonance is the ability of one thing to trigger a vibration in something else. Entrainment is the ability of some one rhythm to trigger another rhythm in something else. So since a rhythm is technically just a frequency slowed down, it's really just the same. It's just different terms, although people use entrainment to mean one frequency and training another into the same vibration. Well, the basic thing in physics is everything has its own resonant frequency. And this is well known in science. I mean, all the different materials have their own resonant frequency, whether it's wood or metal or air or fire. You know, all of the elements have their own frequency. We have our own soul frequency. You know, every plant, everything in the universe, even thoughts and emotions have a frequency, which we are now starting to describe in quantum physics. And this is well known. Everything has a frequency. There are frequencies in spaces that help manifest this overall frequency of something, and there are frequencies in materials, and there are frequencies in the ether, which are based around the quantum world, such as emotions and spirit and even source and things like that. So everything has an actual frequency. And it's described mathematically very precisely throughout the world and throughout physics. So the deal is when two frequencies are the same, they lock on to each other. The basic science was started when they started examining why when you have two pendulums on a wall, after a while the two pendulums actually synchronize and start going back and forth together. It's a basic entrainment of rhythm. And so whenever you have any two frequencies that are the same, they connect. In the world of physics, this is called entanglement. When two things share the same frequency, they become entangled. And in the world of quantum mechanics, when one thing changes, the other thing will change on the other side of the universe even, simultaneously, if it has the same frequency. And this is proven. This is not woo-woo. This is definite science studied in detail in quantum physics and quantum mechanics. So when two things come into alignment, they connect. So the law of attraction is based around us having these desires, these rockets of desire that shoot out into the universe. And then spirit starts working things, right? But first of all, what happens is we then go into the vibration. If you work the law of attraction, you go into the vibration of what you want, or in the vibration of what it would be like if you had what you want. And this could be health, the three big ones, health, wealth, or harmony in relationships. There's also aspects of bringing harmony into everybody on the planet and bringing harmony and healing to the planet itself. So whatever you want, you go into that vibration, and when you're in that vibration, you connect with the thing that you want. And this is very real. This is not woo-woo. You're connecting, based on the laws of resonance, with the same frequency. And if you hold that frequency of being in that vibration of getting what you want, or just connecting to what it is you do want, and you hold it consistent enough, the idea is that it comes to you. Well, there's a little tricky part to this that doesn't quite work within the 3D world of resonance. And that is, resonance in the 3D world, not in the quantum world, but resonance in our 3D world, where two vibrations line up together, does not have gravity, technically. Now, this is interesting, because the best example of two frequencies lining up together and feeding each other energy is love. Two people in love. Now, it's interesting when you really look at it, because when two people are in love, you are really drawn to that person. Because in the quantum world, we are attracted to things. There is gravity in the quantum world, as I'm told by our friend Mosen Harmanich. In the 3D world, things do not pull together. There technically is no gravity when two things are resonating at the same vibration. They do connect. They do connect, but they do not pull towards each other. But in the quantum world, they do. So this kind of explains why you want to be with someone. You're really drawn to them. You want to be with them all the time when you're in love. You are drawn to them in the quantum world, which is the world of emotions. And God, our soul frequency, I would imagine. So there is a draw. But then we have to translate that into the 3D world and say, oh, I want to call this person up and invite them over, or propose, or move in together, or, you know, whatever. But in the 3D world, there has to be this actual action to pull things together based on this emotional attraction that is happening in the quantum world. Another example of this, before we go a little further, is, you know, I put together a play, a Cirque du Soleil style play that is a major production called Compassion. And it was based on a meeting we had with Steve Wynn. Now we're getting funding for this major play to take it on tour around the world. And what I did is, before I got the funding, I built a website to resonate the energy of this play. And I also developed a 15-minute demo, visual demo with music, that really went through in detail what goes on in the play. And I told people about it. I played it for people at school and at open houses. And one person told another person I was doing the play. Another person told them I was doing the play. And then this woman calls me up. Now, let me put it this way. Actually, I found a lot of people through people telling other people about the play that I'm going to be working with, actors and actresses and such, and technical people, and all different types of people have been falling into alignment just by simply getting out in the world and announcing it and creating this strong resonant field of a website and a demo. And that attracted those people. But then this woman calls a couple of years ago. She calls on the phone and she says, oh, you know, we're looking for sound for some major projects we're doing. We've got funding big time and we're doing these projects and we want to use sound. And I said, oh, we do sound. And she said, well, what is it? You know, I said, what are the projects you're doing? And she said, oh, we've got, you know, this, and we're helping various people bring technology into third world countries and such. And she said, you know, what do you do? And I said, well, I've got a lot of projects that we're looking for funding for. And she said, oh, we can help. And I sent her the play, and she loved it. So there was something auspicious in the fact that she called up out of the blue to ask about just sound that we were doing, and I was able to tell her about the play. So there was a draw there. I mean, what's the chances of that happening? I mean, if I hadn't created the resonant field for the play, then when she called, there would have been nothing to resonate. So, and I think very likely this resonant field did contribute to her actually calling me, even though she wanted it to call me for a different reason. It actually fed the energy of her going, okay, I'm going to call this person and see what we can get together. So there's definite resonance going on in the quantum world that does have a draw. But, you know, Abraham says that you can lay in bed and never go out, and it will come to you. And I'm thinking, well, you know, it sure is better if you're out in the world telling people about what you're doing and resonating out in the world, because there's more chances of connections for things to actually come to you. So, you know, to be out in the world and to be able to create these connections actually makes it much easier. But they say it does come to you anyway. And I think that could be a possibility. It could make sense, because there's another component here that comes into play. There's a guy, I forget his name, he did a movie, it's in Australia, this guy that talks about the law of attraction. And he also talks about these your subconscious getting in the way of the actual resonance that you are resonating and creating to attract what you want. And he says your subconscious is commonly going, no. And the main way your subconscious does that is by saying, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this. Okay. And that's, if you don't address this, your subconscious is resonating such a strong vibration that what you get is, instead of investors or love, you get other people around you to resonate that I'm not good enough. That's what you're attracting. And so a large part of it is to focus on these subconscious beliefs. And in another call, another radio show, we'll be focusing on these subconscious beliefs. I mean, there's beliefs around money, there's beliefs around relationships, there's beliefs around health, and beliefs around the self, including body image and all types of things like that, that are all just ridiculous. Say that, but I've got them too, you know. But then, after you send out these rockets of desire and you create this resonant field, what happens, this guy from Australia was saying also, is that spirit kicks in and starts setting up these connections to bring you what you are wanting. The example this guy uses, he says, there is a bug that looks like a stick. Well, the bug didn't say, I want to be a stick, so I can blend in and not be eaten. But the bug did go, I want to live. I don't want to die. I want to survive. But the bug didn't go, make me a stick. Spirit had to kick in and with consciousness say, okay, we're going to make this bug into a stick. And this happens throughout nature. Nature all over the place does these little tricks to become harmonious with what is around it. I mean, the best example is on the Galapagos Islands. You know, it's been studied there how nature has really done this evolutionary thing. But there keeps coming up. It's just amazing that out of a million possibilities of transformation, that the transformation happens that is the exactly what is good for the world to expand. Do you know what I mean? So it's really a higher consciousness kicking in and going, I got it. Let's make the change for you and help bring that to you. You still have to resonate that desire and resonate that frequency so you can connect to it. Otherwise, because that's how the universe works, is resonance. That's how the universe works. The final thing, though, is this is the biggest problem of all. Watch out for what you ask for. If you're not at a high enough vibration, you're going to get something that may not be of a high vibration. So you really have to go into a connection to spirit to really resonate this high vibration. Now what I want to do is I want to play a song called Reconnection. And then hopefully if we have time, we'll come back right at the end and finish up. Reconnecting to Spirit. This is the song, Reconnection. connected to spirit, then your desires are in alignment with the source and the rest of the people and the planet. Then you transform in alignment. So, again, our intention is, may you manifest whatever you want, but in alignment with spirit. And hold that intention throughout the evening, through the rest of the week. May you manifest through the week, through the months to come, exactly what you want in perfect alignment through the years to come. And even lifetimes, perfect manifestation.